This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the USEA's official podcast. I'm Chris Stafford, and on this week's show, we're going to be celebrating the 2 5-year-old winners of the Young Event Horse Championships. On the East Coast, that was Foreign Quality, ridden by Tim Bourke, and he'll be joining us a little bit later on in the program. But we begin with the West Coast champion, that was Woodford Reserve, ridden by Erin Callahouse, and she joins me now. I'm sure a pony she's very proud of. Erin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yes, I am really proud of them.
Yeah, I can imagine you are. That. What does that really mean to you, winning these championships, Erin?
It just kind of validates that I saw something good in this horse, and it's pretty cool. I only sat on him for about a half an hour when I was in Ireland, and then just, you know, really loved him. And but it's always a little nerve-wracking when you're bringing something from you know, another country, thinking, did I really like him, or was it just, you know, was it a fluke? But turns out he's better than I thought he was when I tried him, so pretty exciting.
So yes, it wasn't just the Irish charm that did it to you on the day.
No, I tried a lot of horses. I tried probably about, I would say, 15 to 24 year olds, and he was the only one. I actually vetted another one, but I really wanted this one. I just wanted to have another option, but he was actually my favorite from the beginning. So,
and this was now exactly a year ago, and he, and just to remind everybody, he's by Tenaris Inspector out of Alana Hans Lawton mare. He's bred by Frank Hickey. Had you shopped with Frank before then? Is that somewhere you usually go for your young horses?
No, I'd actually never bought a horse overseas before. Ian Stark actually hooked me up with a lady named Denny Kerr, who took myself and one of my clients around looking for horses. And so he was actually at Ann O'Grady's yard. And I actually talked and met up with Frank and his daughter, Sarah, after the fact, after I'd already had Woody for probably about 6 months. She contacted me just because she wanted to keep in touch and know what was going on with him. So it was actually at Ann O'Grady's where I found him.
So when you first met him then, what struck you about him, Erin?
Ann had about, I would say, 8 horses for us to look at, and she just brought them all out and trotted them up for us. And when they first walked them out, honestly, I didn't think much of them. He just is a plain bay. And but then when they trotted him, I'm like, oh, yes, I definitely want to try that one. He has a nice trot. And then the second he walked into the ring, he just had a presence about him. And it took me about 3 seconds before I said, oh, yeah, I'll get on that one. And then when I was on him, I picked up the canter and I immediately knew that that was the one. He's got a really great uphill canter, and he's not very big, but he just looks big and got a ton of presence about him. So
you spotted the talent right there as a 4-year-old. And how big is he?
He's probably 16-1. His withers are 16-1. Yeah, he's pretty low in his hind end, which is very abnormal. I mean, it's usually the other way around. But he's just got his neck is put on kind of up and very round, so he just looks bigger than he is.
Now, you started off at the championships with the best dressage. Tell us about his personality and how his dressage has come along this year.
He, when I first got him, just, knew how to go on the bit, and that was about it. He's got really good gait. You didn't really know that about him until he started getting more over his back and through. He's always had a really good canter. I didn't think much of his trot until he started actually using himself, and now it's pretty great. He is really serious, like, to ride. He doesn't ever want to make a mistake. He's like a thinker and very serious, and you kind of have to remind him it's not brain surgery. You got to lighten up a little bit. It's pretty different with the jumping, though. As soon as you jump across rail, he is very happy with himself. So he understands the jumping, and the dressage is still, he's thinking, why are we doing this? but he's coming around, and he's got a good attitude, and he, wants to please. So
what have you been doing with him then this year leading up to this? Was your goal presumably to put him in the Young Event Horse competition?
Yeah. I got him last year right before the Young Event Horse Championship, the Galway, and yes, that's definitely, I was wishing I'd gotten him a little sooner so I could have done the 4-year-olds with him. but he hadn't done any qualifiers, so he couldn't do that. Yes, but I definitely knew I wanted to do the championships with him at the end of the year. He did one qualifier at Twin Rivers and won that. And then he started going training level, I think, May. And so he's done three or four of those now and been pretty successful. I think he's finished on his dressage score every time. So he's been doing some stuff. I gave him a little bit of an easy summer just because it was so hot and he wasn't used to it. But now he's back. I just got back from Fresno County Horse Park with him this past weekend, and then he'll finish up the year just with the training level at Galway again.
I understand you went there from celebrating your birthday.
We were in Sonoma. My sister had made plans for us to go to Sonoma like a year in advance because she rented a house, and so it wasn't great timing. But I met my working student Gabby up there, and they had been able to get him out for me a couple times, a couple days before, and he went right to work. He's got a great attitude. His brain is super for a 5-year-old. He doesn't seem like a baby at all.
So going into the competition then, how did you feel he would perform? What kind of attitude did he have, and how did he handle the big event? Did he realize it was a big event if he takes it seriously?
Yeah, I think so. He kind of rides, when he goes around the outside of the ring, he kind of puffs up, and there was, it was in the big ring with next to the tent and everything. So yeah, he kind of puffed up and got showed off a little bit.
and then his actual jumping performance, then how did that compare? Was that what you were expecting of him? I've seen it described as very bold and accurate jumping round. Is that how you would characterize it?
Yeah. I think, I always think that you're rewarded for the young event horse just going forward and kind of letting the horses sort out and not helping them too much. And so I really tried to focus on that. I might have been maybe a little too forward, but it worked out.
You got where you needed to go with him.
Yeah.
And so how would you summarize that competition for him then in the context of what you've done with him all year, Erin?
I thought it was, I was expecting the show jumping to be a little bit bigger because last year all the show jumps were probably 1.10 meters when I did it with my 5-year-old last year, but it wasn't. They were smaller. I bet they were probably training height. So he was more than ready. I mean, I've been jumping him bigger at home, so he was more than ready for that, for the height of the jumping. I actually think he probably could have been you could have probably seen his jump a bit more if the jumps would have been a little bit bigger like they were last year. But I thought that the cross country, there were a couple questions on there that I didn't know how he was going to handle. There was a little sunken road. He's never done anything like that. And I thought that the cross country it started off nice and friendly, and then it got a little bit harder as you went. And I think that was a good lead up for the babies and got him finished really strong for him. And then I really noticed a difference in him this past weekend at a show that he's never been to, just very bold and came right out of the box knowing what he was going to do.
Uh-huh. And so going forward now with that kind of result to add to his CV must be very satisfying as you look ahead to the next season. What will his winter be like, and what will be your plans for the spring season, Erin?
I'll definitely do some jumper shows with him and getting him jumping bigger in the ring and, just fine-tuning that. And then hopefully next season in the spring, he'll go do his first prelim. That would be the goal.
And he's a keeper. I know you own him, so you get to say whether you keep him.
Yeah. Yeah, So far, he's everything I want in an event horse, and I feel really comfortable on him cross-country. I think he's really smart, and he's really quick with his feet, and got a great gallop. So yeah, as of now, I would like to keep them.
And I know it's hard, when they're a young horse, you want to think that they're going to go all the way to 4-star. Is it too soon to tell whether he has more than a 3-star in him?
Yeah, I think so. I think it jinxes you a little bit when you start to think that way. So, and I've had horses that I thought were good horses, and then they get up to the prelim 1-star level, and that's pretty much all they want to do. So, yeah, I think it's too soon.
Yeah, you'll take what you've got for now.
Yeah, yep, definitely.
Exactly. The young event horse champion for the West Coast there. Erin, congratulations again. A lovely result for this young horse and for your partnership with him, and the very best of luck with him.
Thank you so much.
Tim Bourke joins me now, having had that very satisfying win, I would think, Tim, at Fairhill with your five-year-old. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was a great weekend for the whole team, and I think our horses did us proud.
Let's tell his story, though, Tim. You've had him a little while. You did some campaigning with him earlier. He came to you from Ireland, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I bought him from a friend of mine, Jonathan Reap. I bought him last year. I guess the trip we did was in December, and he flew here. We actually got to our farm in Virginia on Christmas Eve. So, yeah, he's been with us for a little bit of while. Originally, he was bred in Holland and imported to Ireland as a foal. Usually, they end up going the other way around, but he was one of the ones that came that direction. And, you know, the first time I rode him, I loved him and kind of just went from there.
What sort of personality was he then as a four-year-old, Tim, that appealed to you? The rideability, obviously, the personality, something that attracted you when he was a youngster.
Yeah, I went over with different clients to look for horses for them and saw him. I rode him and I got on very, very well with him. He was quite green as a young horse, but really willing to do everything. We showed him to him, and I jumped quite big on him and thought he had plenty of scope and plenty of talent and a great trot, and everything about him was just really nice. Cross-country schooled him. It was the first time he'd ever done any bit of cross-country, and he was great about it all. So, you know, at that point, I came home and I said to my wife, I found a horse. Now we have to find a way to buy it.
So how did that go?
That went well, actually. We had a really nice prelim horse here that we sold, and the timing just worked out very well that we were able to sell one, buy the other, and ended up getting them back here. We got him to the U.S., and I said to Marley, I said, you know, we need to take our time with him. Why don't you ride him for a little while and see how you get on? And I think that was my first big mistake, actually. She started to ride him and loved him. We took him south with us the end of January, and I don't think I rode him for probably 4 months. She produced him all the way through and did a couple of novice events with him, took him and went training with him. And, she campaigned him the whole time we were in Aiken and did a great job with him. And then when she got pregnant, we switched the ride around and I got him back for a little while. So, you know, this summer I've ridden him through late summer up as far as Millbrook. We went training and then bumped him up to prelim. Once we started back again in fall, has been quite successful. And then, of course, we went and did the championships, and he was wonderful.
So you'd had a couple of wins with him, hadn't you, already, and one back in September. But I'm curious, Tim, is this part of your family planning strategy that you find these good horses that Marley can start off with, but then you have to ride them?
It seems to have worked fairly well for me so far.
It seems to have done, doesn't it? Now, will you take him on in his career?
The plan for him is after we have our baby, you know, we're going to see how Marley feels, and she wants to take him back again for a little while and see how she goes with him. And that's what our plan is, and we'll see where we go from there. And as the USCA have informed me, I don't get the grant for Leon because I'm not a U.S. citizen, so she thinks that she's going to go do it.
Yes, that would be a really nice reward, wouldn't it? You do the work now and get him ready for the 2018, isn't it? The Holcamp Turner Young Event Horse,
right.
Leon Danger grant that he's now a top contender for. But in terms of his performance at Fairhill, as I said, you were on a winning streak with him. How did you feel his preparation was, and how did he handle the whole experience? I mean, his results show it, but I'm just wondering what that was like for you, you know, producing this young horse. Did you peak him at the right time? How did this fit into his autumn campaign?
I actually think the timing actually worked out perfectly. Going to Fairhill, you know, it's a big enough course that they have to do with the five-year-olds, and of course staying there for the week and being away from home, it's a lot of pressure on a young horse. So having done a couple of prelims and doing quite well in them, you know, he wasn't fazed by anything when he went there. So he was able to go around the course with a lot of confidence. And I feel like that it was almost a step back down from the prelim slightly, and a great way to finish the year with him.
And what sort of a personality is he to ride? I've heard you say he's an easy horse to ride in terms of, you know, having a young horse that will hopefully have a very bright future, Tim. You've got the candidate there. What's he like as a person?
Well, his name is Badger. He is like a badger. He actually gets turned out with my good horse Look On Quality, and we had to change that round a little bit because Obi would come in with his blanket missing or bite marks on him. So as far as the young horse, he's got plenty of personality about him and thinks he's got a lot of self-confidence and thinks he rules the roost.
And in terms of then this winter now and the spring campaign, how will you take him forward over the winter? You'll take him down to Aiken again, will you?
Yeah, I'm going to keep him ticking over for another month or so. He's finished competing for the year, but I'm going to keep him ticking over until it gets cold here, and then give him a solid month off, probably through the month of December, and start legging him back up again in January and preparing to come out and hopefully do a spring one star with him as a 6-year-old, and see where we go from there, you know. I don't really see anything written in stone as far as which direction he needs to go. He's one of those horses that you can just play it a little bit by ear.
And do you have help with your flat work at all, Tim?
Do you use these young horses? Yes, I do. I do. I spend a lot of time going to lessons. my weakness, being Irish, is my flat work. So I go to Mar Dupuy twice a week with 4 horses and get grilled all the time. So, you know, she stays on top of me with that. And then as far as my show jumping and cross country, I mix it up between a couple of people. Of course, Sharon White has been a huge part of my life, and I still get a lot of help from her all of the time. And I've started to add in a little bit of straight show jumping and go to Brian Murphy and get a bit of help there. And of course, when we're in Aiken, they're all in Florida, so we go and show jump with Sally Cousins, who's wonderful.
Right, so you're getting all the help you need then to advance his career. And it sounds like he's a keeper, or would he have a for sale sign on him next year? What do you think, Tim?
Well, it's all for debate. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll play it by ear. You know, we're young in our business, and we have to make good decisions for us in going forward in the future. But, you know, we see him as being a very special horse, and it's going to be hard to take him away from us.
Indeed, a good horse for the future and a wonderful result there for the start of his career. Tim, congratulations again on winning there at Fairhill and the Young Event Horse, and the very best of luck with him.
Thank you.
The judges for the East and West Coast Young Event Horse Championships were Kathy Tucker-Slaterback, B. de Grazia and Ian Stark. And the USEA's Young Event Horse Series judges the 4- and 5-year-old horses on their abilities on the flat and over fences, with the goal of identifying horses that possess both the talent and the disposition that, with proper training, can excel to the upper levels of eventing. And the competition is based on 3 scores. Conformation is 15%, dressage 35%, and jumping 50%. You can find a full report on both the East and West Coast Championships, along with photos of the winners, on the website at useventing.com. And whilst you're on the website, be sure to register for this year's annual meeting and convention, which takes place from December 7th through the 11th at the Diplomat Resort and Spa in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And a reminder that you can download this podcast from the iTunes podcast store to any podcast app. And you can keep up with all the latest information and breaking news from the USEA by following us on our social media channels at US Eventing. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are, and enjoy your eventing.